caught with your pants down. You're at work, in your office, feeling so horny and hard as a rock that you can't stand it. You've got to at least get a quick smash and grab in to relieve that sexual frustration you're feeling. You check the hallway to make sure nobody's headed your direction, and quickly shut and lock your office door, sit down behind your desk, lean back in your chair, and get ready to get some sin for nothing. And then, all of a sudden, just as you're ready for that meltdown of an orgasm you've been waiting for, you hear a squealer in the hallway. Just in the nick of time. Not wanting to get caught with your pants down, you quickly shove your throbbing, ready-to-come cock back in your pants and zip up. Phew, you think, when you hear a knock at the door. I got it put back away just in the nick of time. Limping to the door with an obvious trouser tent, you think to yourself, I hope this doesn't turn into a nervous shakedown. No reason to think it should, though. After all, the door was closed, so they didn't see anything. Did they? She's got balls. We know what you've been doing, said one of the temps. Yeah, you say. What was I doing? Oh, please, she said. Just drop the charade. The next time you decide to drop trow and masturbate in your office, make sure you close the blind on the side window. Hell's bells, you think to yourself, shot down in flames. This woman is a ball-breaker. I'm Empress Hunter, and there's more to the story, but I'll save that for another day. Suffice it to say, though, that the moral of this story is, the next time you want to do dirty deeds dirt cheap at work, close those curtains before you touch too much.